by special request. Those were the Simon and Garfunkel fellas on Your Radio Friend with Cecilia. It is a 10:15 on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Mark Eichhorst. And he is the president and CEO of RAMAC and also the requester of Cecilia. Please welcome back to WRJN, Mr. Jim Lagwood. Jim!
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you?
I am doing tremendous, thank you.
You look great, as always.
Well, thank you. Looks can be deceiving, apparently. But no, I am doing great, but I don't know that I look great.
What do you think, Mark?
Absolutely looks great.
He's a handsome man. Yeah. Good representative for RAMAC and the business community here in Racine County.
You know, he was our former county executive, and I always thought he'd be in that position for a long time, and then it was announced that he was taking over the position of CEO and president of RAMAC, and I thought it was a perfect partnership at that time and still believe that.
So how long were you county executive for?
4 years.
Which 4 years?
I think it was 2009 to 2013.
How much better job did you do than Delagrave?
Oh, Jonathan does a much better job than I do. He needs the votes. I don't anymore.
That's so. My man, Jonathan Delagrave.
Yes. No, he is a good guy, doing a tremendous job. And, I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. And he's a good friend of mine, and I think he's doing a tremendous job.
For the beautiful humans out there, Jim, that don't know what RAMAC is, please explain.
RAMAC is the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce. That is the long version. What we really are is we are the Chamber of Commerce for the greater Racine area.
And who funds it?
It is a membership-driven organization. So we're funded by our members. We have 400-plus members that pay annual dues. And then we have some, various events that we raise revenue from as well. We're really a member-driven organization that's funded through our members.
What percentage of chambers of commerce around the country are also member-funded?
Most of them are, but they're, I would say probably 60-70%. Then there's another portion that are also serve as like the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So they get tax dollars from room tax, that type of thing.
Obviously, we're in a hot political time. You as a former politician.
Recovering
politician can appreciate it. Why do you think that the National Chamber of Commerce, generally speaking, sides with the Republicans?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, one of our missions is we always say that we are Racine's business champion, the voice of business. And I think when you look at a lot of it, it comes down to really a philosophy on taxes. And when you look at it, taxes and regulation, generally, and it's not the case all the time, but Republicans tend to be for, less government intervention, less government regulation. And obviously, that usually tends to be good for business because there are less hoops to jump through, et cetera. And we were talking a little bit earlier, but at our annual dinner recently, Speaker Ryan was our keynote speaker. And one of the things he also talked about was the need to make the tax code simpler as well as reduce taxes so that we can compete. When I say we, businesses can compete on a international level, in a global economy, because when you look at our taxes in a lot of places, we are not competitive with those that our businesses are competing against.
In Racine, we have a Democratic mayor, John Dickert, and yet he is a very, very strong supporter of local businesses, no doubt.
Correct. Absolutely. And that's why I say, it's not in all cases. And I think, people understand that without business, your community is not going to be successful. I mean, it's that's who puts people to work for the most part. You know, there are obviously government jobs, et cetera, but the private sector is where people are employed regularly, and as a result of that, it's important to recognize the contributions of business to the success of a community.
You want to hear how fired up Mayor Dicker can get about the local economy here?
Sure.
This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. We're speaking with Racine Mayor John Dickert. So what is it going to take to move this community forward economically?
I will tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody coming together and helping us out and working together, because we can't do this all by ourselves, number one. And number two, for the naysayers, and I've said this from day one and I'll say it again, if you're going to sit there and you're not going to help, then get away from the tracks, because we're going to run you over.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend.
So either get on board or get out of the way. We're going to transform this city and this county. People are going to want to be here, and they're going to be here because it's going to be a great place to live, work, and play.
Can I get a witness?
Amen, brother.
What will they tell them next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJN.
With that kind of advocacy,
right,
on both sides of the political aisle, this community cannot lose.
Absolutely. And I mean, that, you know, John said it, and that's my belief as well, is, you know, it's easy to be critical and be a naysayer, but you can either be part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And we're looking for people that are part of the solution, not part of the problem. And really, whether it's, you know, the mayor or whether it's the county executive, whether it's the village presidents, there's an understanding that by working together, we can make this community a far better and far more successful place. That, you know, there's so many good things happening here, and we just have to oftentimes get out of our own way.
He is part of the solution for sure. He's Jim Ladwig, the CEO and president of Ramac. This is Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner, Mike?
Joe
Madden, yeah. Mark Eichhorst on WRJN.
Jim, you said that Ramac, and it has been for a long time, voice of business here in Racine, and that's both big business and small business. How difficult is it to make sure both of those entities are happy?
Not nearly as difficult as it is to make sure the 195 residents of Racine County are happy as county executives. So, but no, really, I mean,
195,000, you mean?
Correct. Is that what I said? I thought I said that. No,
I just said 195. Yeah, that wouldn't be as big a job.
Yes, no, the 195,000. But no, really, it's oftentimes business interests align, whether it be small business. You know, our makeup is probably about 70% what I would call service and retail businesses. So when you look at that's obviously a big percentage. But from an employee perspective, obviously, manufacturing and our bigger companies make up that other 30%. But really, I think when you talk about business as a whole, there are a lot of common themes, whether it be taxes, whether it be regulation, whether it be, you know, encouraging people to basically utilize each other's goods and services. We have a lot of companies, small manufacturers, that the larger manufacturing companies use here. We always are promoting our smaller members, whether it be, you know, a retail business, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a hotel, any of that. So really, it's not that difficult. You know, there are areas where there may be differences of opinion, but for the most part, you know, what's good for a small business is good for a big business, and vice versa.
One would imagine that you will have both small business, large businesses, manufacturing, service businesses represented at the big business to business expo that is going to be coming up 1 week from today on May 17th at Festival Hall in downtown, and it's from 3 to 7. How many businesses and what variety are they that will be represented?
I think we're at about 46 booths right now, which is great. We're shooting for 40, so we exceeded expectations. So we get a high mark on our report card for that. But ultimately, what the purpose of this is this is a great opportunity for our businesses to display, their products, their services, their talents to other businesses and people in the community. So it's really a great opportunity. It's everything from, one and two people businesses all the way up to, hundreds. Banking, there's employment agencies, there's IT companies, there's flooring companies. I mean,
Radio stations.
Your
radio
absolutely.
Friend. And 92.1
The Shore. Yes.
Magnum
will be there. Yes, absolutely. So it's really a diverse group of businesses. And this is a great opportunity and great venue for them to hit a lot of people at once and show them what we have to offer here in Racine County. And I think that's really the key is, a lot of, as I said, and as you had played from, we have a lot of great things going on here, and I think people don't always realize that. So what we try to do, and I try to do this all the time, is get people to go to our local businesses, to see what we have here. It's not better somewhere else. We have plenty to offer, and this is a venue that will allow our companies to display what they have and really inform people on some of the great products and services that they have to offer.
Most exotic businesses being represented there.
Well, I'd probably have to say the Racine Zoo because exotic animals, but that would be my take on that. But most exotic.
No massage parlors?
No, we have funeral home. So
that's kind of the exact opposite, yeah, Jim.
Well, you're at peace. You're at peace.
That's a very good point. Important services, nonetheless.
Exactly.
So there's 46 exactly. businesses. Is
Correct.
Is there still time for a business to go if they want to?
There is not.
There is not.
No, but there are time for plenty of people to come. It's next Tuesday, May 17th. From 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Festival Hall, as those of us locals know it, also known as the Racine Civic Center, but Festival Hall, for those of us that grew up here, that's what we know it as. And it's open to the public, a great opportunity for individuals from the community to come and see what we have to offer, as well as we have a event, the second half of that from 5 to 7, which is a business blender that allows our members to come network, socialize, and they'll be able to walk around and see the exhibits as well as enjoy some hors d'oeuvres from one of our members, Danny's Meats and Catering, as well as maybe some beverages from the Racine Civic Center.
Very nice.
Another member of ours.
What would you say to somebody who's looking for a job? How effective would this opportunity be for them to go and network?
I would say this probably isn't the venue to go look for a job. It's really for our businesses to show people what their products are. If people are looking to, get new carpeting, if they're looking for IT services, if they're looking for a new website, if they're looking for a bank. We do actually have a chiropractor as well. So you can get the massage or if your number is up, we have a funeral home for you.
A layaway plan.
Exactly.
He is the very handsome CEO, president of RAMAC, Jim Ladwick. We're talking about the Business to Business Expo that happens 1 week from today on May 17th from 3 to 7 at Festival Hall in downtown Racine. We're going to be there, WRJN. And not only do you cut a good jib, but you've got one of the great Wisconsin accents on the planet.
We don't have an accent here in Wisconsin.
Oh, no, you betcha. No accent here. Thanks for doing this. Great to see you.
Thank you.
We've got the great Tom Carco in the news coming up next. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I have a toast for you on this tremendous Tuesday morning. To life, l'chaim.
Winner of 9 Tony Awards, Fiddler on the Roof has been delighting audiences worldwide for over 50 years. The beloved and award-winning musical is coming to the